Well, some Texas women who depend on reliable, low-cost health care may now find themselves cut off from a dependable caregiver. KPFT local news reporter Jacob Santillan is live in the studio with more. Jacob.
Marlo, a Texas judge has reinstated a ban on public funding to health care organizations that advocate for a woman's right to choose. The state of Texas has a long-standing ban on the use of public funds for abortion procedures, but in the past has reimbursed Planned Parenthood clinics for providing basic health care to poor women throughout the state's women's health care program. Monday's ruling is part of an ongoing battle over Texas's affiliate rule. It was passed by Republican lawmakers in 2011 and allows the state to cut off public funding to groups that support a woman's right to choose. Texas State Representative Donna Howard says the ban is inappropriate since Planned Parenthood clinics offer more than just abortions.
None of the women's health program facilities participate in providing abortions. Not one penny of state dollars goes to paying for abortions. There is a firewall between the Planned Parenthood Preventive Health Services and those that provide abortions. It's been audited by the state. There is no indication whatsoever that there's any fungibility of these funds. So to deprive women that participate in this program, when almost half of them go to Planned Parenthood clinics, to deprive them of preventive screenings for cancer, breast cancer, cervical cancer, hypertension, diabetes, as well as contraceptives that can allow them to be responsibly plan their families, is in my opinion, as a nurse, irresponsible in terms of public health, and it's fiscally irresponsible in terms of the amount of money that this costs Texas taxpayers when they're paying for thousands of unplanned pregnancies that could have been averted through a fairly inexpensive preventive health service.
Governor Rick Perry says the ruling, quote, clears the way for thousands of low-income Texas women to access much-needed care, while at the same time respecting the values and laws of our state, end quote. Representative Howard says the governor's statement doesn't reflect the values of all Texans and that the ruling is counterproductive to providing health care access to poor women in Texas.
Response we've heard from people throughout the state is that that's not exactly how a lot of people in this state feel, and that, in fact, they are very upset about the fact that Planned Parenthood, which has been providing these preventive services for years for women, that they would be under assault for doing the kinds of things that help us have a healthier state. The World Health Organization, the Centers for Disease Control, have said that family planning is one of the most significant public health events of the past century, that when women were able to actually space their children, that we saw a reduction in maternal and infant death. The values of this state, I think, are that we want our citizens to have access to the kind of health care that allows them to have strong, healthy families. That's the value that I think we're missing here in terms of trying to create so many obstacles to these women getting the care they need. And in fact, the barriers, as I said, that are there have been created by Governor Perry. I do not understand what he means by finally they're being given access. It's the exact opposite.
Planned Parenthood's ongoing lawsuit to stop the rule entirely will still go forward, but the judge decided Monday that the ban may go into effect for now. In seeking a temporary restraining order, Planned Parenthood's patients could have continued to see their current doctors until a final decision was made. Federal officials warned the Texas Health and Human Services Commission that the affiliate rule violates the Social Security Act and would cut off federal funds for the women's health program, prompting the commission to start a new program using only state money. State officials have also scrambled to sign up new doctors and clinics to replace Planned Parenthood. Women who previously went to Planned Parenthood clinics will now have to use the agency's website to find a new state-approved doctor. Live in the studio, Jacob Santillan, KPFT local news.
Well, Jacob, thank you so much for that report, and may I say, welcome back.
Thank you. It's a really real big pleasure to be back here.
We are thrilled to have Jacob Santillan. Of course, for those of you who've been listening to us for a while, you know he was here with us this summer. We are thrilled to have him back for 2013.